and it is a football Friday night, six games on the OTS Sports Network. One of those games will feature the Nation Ford Falcons, and a major part of a high school football Friday is always the band, and we have two fantastic members, fantastic leaders of the Nation Ford High School Band, Ray Linkus and Sarah Franquay, in the house right now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, it's so good to have you guys here. Of course, Ray Linkus, you are the band director.
Yes,
ma'am. Top guy there, yeah. Have been for a little while now.
For better or worse, yes.
Yeah. I can say I remember you when.
Yes, exactly. Before I was the head band director there. That's and then after.
So. Yeah, you were doing a lot with percussion because, of course, my son was in percussion. And when I had a question, you were the person that I went to see.
That's right.
So I appreciate that. And then for you, Sarah, which is a beautiful name, by the
way.
Thank you so much. You, I already admire and respect your position as president of the band club.
That's right. I'm the president of the booster club.
And it's a big booster club.
Yes, ma'am. Yep. We have about 153 students in the band, and so their families make up the booster club.
Yeah. What is amazing to me is it's really, you have the students, but you almost have like the band-family experience.
Absolutely.
Those boosters, they're serious.
Well, you have to be serious with an organization of our size because we are highly competitive and there's a lot that goes into an organization like this. And we need to support them and we want to be competitive and win and give an absolutely wonderful academic experience to the students every year. And we do.
Yeah. Yeah, you really do. It's all a balance. And for you, Ray, stepping up, getting the opportunity to lead the band, when you are stepping into a position where there is a history of big wins, state wins, regional wins, what did you feel like?
Well, I've had the privilege and the unique opportunity. I've been at Nation Ford since it opened its doors in 2007, and my first role there was as the associate director under Martin Dickey. So I've kind of seen what it was like when the school first split apart from Fort Mill, and then all the way through when we split again and created Catawba Ridge, and that's when I took over as the head director, and Mr. Dickey, I'd been with for over a decade there, went and opened that school because he had that experience. So that gave me a chance to kind of stretch my legs and my wings and learn something new. And a lot of times people think about it as about, and it is, there's a component of competitiveness that's about winning. But the way we approach it is, and I think a lot of our fellow band directors in our district, because they're great, you know, they have great programs as well. We kind of look at it as like self-evaluation, like how well do we live up to our own expectations? And if you kind of always use that benchmark and set those expectations at the proper level, the success from the competitions usually takes care of itself. And we've been very fortunate to have 11 state championships, but our friends across town also have enjoyed that success as well. And all three of us compete on the national level at the Bands of America circuit, national circuit. And one of the events, you know, that we came to talk to you about was our exhibition. And that's a chance. We haven't had this happen in a while. But now we have all three of our Fort Mill bands going to do an exhibition at our event on the 19th, the Carolinas Exhibition of Bands. And that happened only one other time in 2019. And then, obviously the COVID era, we didn't have a year. We had a year where we didn't have anything. But it's, you know, getting people's schedules lined back up is taking a little bit of work. But I'm so grateful that my colleagues have agreed to come do this. I think our community is really excited to be able to see all of the town bands in one spot.
Absolutely.
And just premiere, you know, show them what we're getting ready to go out and compete with. So
this is going to be September 19th?
Yes,
September 19th. At Nation Ford High School Stadium?
Yes.
Okay, and you're expecting definitely Catawba Ridge, Fort Mill High School, and Nation Ford?
Yes, and we have, it's a little bit of a different format this year, and as far as we do have some guests, we have Rock Hill High School is going to come join us. The other two high schools in that district wanted to come, but they had another engagement that they are doing together because obviously a different town. Rock Hill's schedule allowed them to come. But we also have a special guest with a program called Beats. And it is about, it's a program developed for special learners that has a lot to do with students with different abilities, mm-hmm. Giving them a chance to perform and to socialize with each other and to develop, you know, their own personal skills and focus on what all these students can do. And it's a program put together by Jim Williams and his wife, Andrea, and Martin Dickey, who I mentioned earlier. In his retirement, he is constantly keeping things busy. And so he's been a consultant with Jim about putting this together. And we're really just honored that they wanted to perform. This will be like their first big performance since the program was started. And so they're going to be a special feature guest as one of the groups as well.
That is fantastic. Now, Beats, is that like the high school age of students?
It's for 13 and older.
Okay.
13 and older students. And it's a chance where they engage in rhythmic music, that, you know, a lot of bucket drumming and hand equipment. They're going to do something with our drum line. So they're going to do a special number with our own kids, and so kind of networking together. So we're really excited. They love this program. I have a godson who's actually a part of the program, and he asks about it every week. Can we go back to the Beats? Though they meet, and anybody that wants to join it, they meet at TK Baptist Church on Tuesdays at 6, and it's about an hour. And what's really just blew me away is it's so enjoyable for these kids. They stay engaged the entire hour, and when we're done, they tend to want to stick around. So it's really wonderful to see how this has touched their lives and made a special dent into what they do each day.
When you tap into that, mm-hmm. it's just like a flower that opens with confidence and abilities and all the things.
Yeah.
All the things.
Yeah.
And they're going to perform at this exhibition as well.
Yes, they are.
Sarah, what time will this be on September 19th? And tell us what is required to, do we need a ticket or
yes,
just
ma'am.
What we need to know
okay.
to attend?
Of course. The gates open at 12:30 on Saturday the 19th. Rock Hill is our first band, and we'll start at 1:30. Then Beats will perform. The bands are scheduled every half hour, and I think everyone will be thrilled to just come and stay the afternoon. So after Beats, we're just going to run right through the Fort Mill schools. And it's such an honor to have all three high schools there. I think the community will be overjoyed to see the talent that we nurture in the city of Fort Mill. It's overwhelming. I don't think there are very many cities that have three high school marching bands that compete and have the talent that we have. And I really encourage everyone, even if you don't have kids or have had kids in the marching band, to come out and appreciate the. There are hundreds of musicians and performers who are going to be out on those fields. That are our kids in Fort Mill, please come out and enjoy it. You do need tickets. They will be available on GoFan, just like the football games are. And they're $15. It's a fundraiser for our band. We would love to have you. There will be food and souvenirs and all the usual good things.
There will be food.
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
There will be
concessions.
Food. Concessions.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Concessions. That's good to know.
Concessions are key.
Yes. There will be food, snacks, lemonade,
t-shirts,
all the good
you
things.
You can get all your swag.
All the swag you
look
could
in
possibly
the part.
Want.
Mm-hmm. Will they be doing their full shows or a part of their show?
They'll be doing as much of their shows as we're capable. One of the purposes behind this, and it's different than a competition, is that it's meant to be a way to get everybody as ready for competition season mm-hmm. as possible. Mm-hmm. So it kind of serves as a dry run. And so it's really wherever we are. Most of our competitive seasons don't really kick in until the first weekend of October, and then it's pretty hardcore until the season's over. So this is an opportunity. We bring in specialists in the field, educators and creators in the marching band arts, and they come in and they actually spend a couple hours at one of the band's rehearsals to give them direct feedback. And then when they come to the exhibition, all of the clinicians that we bring in will give feedback to everybody just to and it's really not just one thing. It's really about, musically this is great, but right here you might want to edit, make that shorter. You might want to do this here visually. The pacing of this is great, or maybe it needs adjustment. It gives us feedback so that we have time to make corrections and adjustments so that when we do have that first competition where there's a score and a placement, We set ourselves up for success. And so I think my colleagues at the other schools see that, that there's a tremendous value in that. And you're not wasting your money and your resources traveling far away, spending money on buses or spending money on truck rentals or you know, you're not getting your kids to move from point A to point B for the very first time. So it's, and you may not use uniforms, maybe you do. It's really not about anything other than put as much of what you have done out there. Let people see what's there, get some real critiques about the show, and also give the students a chance to perform, because there's a quarter of the band that is new. You know, it's always going to be a freshman class that's never done this before. And there's value in them getting in front of that audience, because as performers and people that are in front of other people, you have to learn how to deal with nerves. They're always going to be there to some degree, but you can deal with them and funnel that energy in a more productive way, and all of those things are the reason we do this. It's just kind of a win-win-win-win-win across the board in different ways, I think.
Well, absolutely, and the proof is in the pudding. One of the greatest lessons I think students learn very first is if you're on time, you're late.
Yep.
Yes, I mean, you know, that is a lesson that will carry you through life, put you ahead before you can get out of the gate. Yes. But thank you so very much. We're excited about seeing if you are not aware of what our local high school bands produce and give and put into their shows, you need to get informed, because this is a great opportunity to get a taste of what it is, and just be prepared. You'll get hooked. Because it's a feeling, it's a rush.
I've seen many converts over the years
that had
no interest at all.
Join
that are just like lifers now.
So. Once a band parent, always a band parent. All right,
that'll be September 19th at Nationport High School.